When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, everybody, to the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are racked and stacked today. A lot of news, a lot of important conversations, and it's decision day for the great state of Georgia. We have so many listeners, wonderful affiliates down in the state of Georgia. It is one of my favorite places to visit. I've been a long time big advocate of Savannah in particular down there. But it's a big day for picking in the primary, picking who the next, well, a whole range of who's going to be the governor, who's going to be senators, who's going to be all the way down to, I think, like insurance commissioner, you know, agricultural director. There's a lot of things at stake. I might have made up one or two of those at the end, but there's a lot of big things today. And to that end, we have some important guests joining us. We have Georgia Senate candidate Herschel Walker coming up in just a little bit. You all know Herschel Walker, of course. Former Georgia senator and gubernatorial candidate David Perdue and Georgia governor, current governor, Brian Kemp. You got Trump endorsements for some folks who are challenging the primary. I mean, it's a big deal today in Georgia. A lot of important races to be decided, and we wanted you to hear from some of the important candidates there today, as we did in Pennsylvania as well. So we'll get into that. Plus, we've got more on the border, Title 42 still in place, border's a mess, China-Taiwan situation, talk about that, Joe Biden, big gaffe on the old China-Taiwan situation when it comes to strategic ambiguity, and then there's the baby formula shortage update as well, which ties into our broad theme we wanted to talk to you about for a second here, which is Biden administration is running out of excuses. So now they're actually getting to the point, Clay, where, I mean, I thought this is quite a moment. When gas prices are super high, when you're literally flying in military planes with pallets of baby formula, while babies, as you pointed out yesterday, have been in the hospital because they can't get the baby formula. Parents can't get it. What are they going to do? They don't know what to do. And Biden, on the energy situation, gas prices in particular, which, remember, folks, it's not just the price of what goes into your car, right? 50% of oil is used in products. So that's part of the price rise in everything. This is why they talk about energy and the rise in energy prices affecting so much of the broader economy. Things you buy have petroleum, have gasoline in them. The transport of what you buy obviously relies on gasoline. Biden's got a thought, though, which is, you know, Clay, we're making this amazing transition, folks. You know, it's all about making the world safe from CO2. Pay a little more at the pump. No big deal.
When it comes to the gas prices, we're going through an incredible transition that is taking place, that God willing, when it's over, we'll be stronger and the world will be stronger and less reliant on fossil fuels when this is over. You see what Europe is doing relative to the importation of Russian gas. You see what, anyway, I won't go through it all, but, and what I've been able to do to keep it from getting even worse, and it's bad. The price of gas at the pump is something that I told you, heard me say before, would be a matter of great discussion at my kitchen table when I was a kid growing up. It's affecting a lot of families.
Clay, is he really just telling us, you know, the pain at the pump, it's good for in the long term. Is that really the move here?
It just makes me think more and more every time I hear Biden speak that they're tanking for the overall number one draft pick. Because his strategy here is it's good in the long term, which is a lie. It's not good in the long term. I really don't believe that. And the other strategy is, well, if you're upset about gas prices, buy an electric car, which is what that brilliant genius Mayor Pete and Jennifer Granholm and other people involved in the energy sector of the Biden administration have argued. Yeah, sure, that'll solve the problem. I can't afford to put gas in my car right now. Maybe I should just go buy a $50,000 plus electric vehicle and then install an electric vehicle charging station in my house so that I'm in for tens of thousands of dollars total before I even save anything on gas prices. So this is what's interesting to me about Biden to so many different levels, Buck. He claims even in that answer, hey, you know, sitting around at the kitchen table, I'd be talking about this. He claims to have a unique connection to working people and so-called average Americans while destroying average Americans' household incomes in the process, and also remarkably managing to be incredibly tone deaf about what real American households discuss around the kitchen table. I can tell you what these people are talking about, Buck, because I've been there. And I've been there not when I was 8 years old, 70 years ago, like Joe Biden. I've been there as a parent with young kids when you didn't know exactly how you were going to be able to handle all the finances because you don't have a reliable job, because you don't feel like this is back in 2008 and 2009 when everything went to crap. And now we're there all over again. And so I hear some of these answers and the idea of, well, high gas prices in the long term are a good thing because it's going to lead to a embrace of another type of energy. I'm not willing to accept that, first of all, because I don't think most people listening to us right now are going to be driving an electric vehicle anytime soon. And so when gas prices are potentially forecast, Buck, to go as they are over $6 everywhere in the country for a gallon of gas, this is a calamity of an epic magnitude, and Joe Biden is not the person who's going to be able to solve it.
Also, notice how the explanation shifts. Remember what they were saying when the gas prices were really ramping up, you know, earlier even this year? They're saying, what do you mean? We don't have any hostility to fossil fuels. We love fossil fuels. Joe Biden's practically going doing a backstroke in a big vat of oil. I mean, they made it sound like no big deal. We give you all the leases for drilling on lands you want. A lie, by the way. But there was this moment where they were trying to just diffuse the political backlash by pretending that the Democrat Party is not ideologically hostile to fossil fuels. We know that is a lie. They are ideologically hostile to fossil fuels. They have said so many times. They refer to CO2 as an existential threat. You might have just seen the federal government is spending a few billion dollars on some technology. I don't even know what this is supposed to look
like.
Trying
to suck CO2 out of the air.
They're going to suck CO2 out of the air. And a lot of people, of course, in all the Twitter timelines and stuff I saw, it's called a tree, right? But put that aside for a second. There's no way that's going to actually do anything. But this is a religious belief for a lot of Democrats who have the state and climate in place of an actual relationship with God. I'm just going to say it. And the Biden administration now is falling back to, okay, so maybe this kind of stinks right now. You're paying a lot, but just think of all the CO2 reduction, Clay, that people who can't afford to put gas in their car right now, in 50 years, they're going to feel really good about themselves. We have morons and lunatics in charge in this country right now.
It's also amazing how they initially claim this isn't an issue that they can be responsible for.
Because we saw that with the baby formula, right? We started talking about the baby formula shortage because I was hearing about it from different parents all over the state of Tennessee where I live. And it's becoming a real issue. And what did they say initially when shows like ours started to bring it up? Oh, this is made up. In reality, there's no baby formula shortage anywhere. And in the space of about 3 weeks, we went from there's no baby formula shortage anywhere to Kamala Harris bragging about 70,000 pounds of baby formula being delivered to us from Europe, which we have audio from our good leader here, Kamala Harris, bragging about military planes, Europe having to bail us out when it came to baby formula.
The first military plane landed yesterday with more than 70,000 pounds of specialty formula, and the second will arrive later this week. I know this is a scary situation for our parents and the caregivers who are taking care of these babies. Our administration is working around the clock to ensure that there is enough safe baby formula available for all who need it, and it is truly one of our highest priorities.
Can I just say this? This is so unfair, Clay, because to put, I mean, I don't know if Kamala is the unofficial baby formula czar, but to have her anywhere near the parents have enough anxiety and concern right now over this issue. Putting Kamala Harris, perhaps the most inept senior figure in the Biden administration, even just reciting talking points on this. If I were a parent and I was dealing with the anxiety of finding baby formula, I wouldn't want to hear a word from Kamala Harris about how, oh, don't worry, we're on it. Yeah, just like the border czar was not actually going to the border, that lady, I remember.
Yeah, and also, again, and we need to play, we'll play some audio for you when we come back in the next segment, because I think it's interesting that even some of the comedians who obviously don't make jokes anymore, they just talk about the status of the country. Even a lot of them are looking around. I think this cuts through much of the noise. When you have to get Europe to bail you out so that babies in this country can be fed, it's hard to argue that you've got a competent administration. That you could get to this point, Buck, where you're having to use military transport planes to bring baby formula into the country. It's basically like we are a country that usually this is what the United States does, right? Somebody else has screwed up so bad that they need our help, and we provide that help for them because we are a country of great resources. Now we're having to beg Europe. The EU is a disaster. Everybody in Europe is like, man, this whole government that we have over here is awful. Yet they managed to somehow not run out of baby formula and to have such a surplus that they could send it to us. I just think it's a perfect metaphor of the Biden administration's failures.
If we could just get into a little time machine here and have every independent voter, every persuadable minority voter who was maybe thinking maybe they're going to pass they're going to go for Trump, Latino voters, black voters, because Trump obviously did better with those voters as a category than previous Republican presidents. You look at white working class voters in places like Michigan and Wisconsin. If you could just hop in that time machine and say, hey, guys, we're Clay and Buck. We come from the future. Let us tell you what the Biden administration is going to do.
Nobody
There's going to
it.
Be. Baby formula shortages nationwide, the biggest war in Europe with a nuclear-armed Russia, the biggest war since World War II, a border that is looking to get to 20,000 apprehensions a day, already at about 10,000 a day, the worst border in history, the biggest rise in violent crime across America's 50 largest cities in recorded history, the worst inflation in 40 years. Clay, they would have looked at us like, you guys are crazy, man. No way, man. No way. But it's true, and we're here, and I think a lot of those people have voters' regret right now, voters' remorse.
They should. If you're a mom or dad or a grandma or grandpa and you can't find baby formula, how in the world are you voting for the party that's in power? And by the way, how about the irony that all these people who have spent the whole Trump administration and beyond lecturing us about being on the right and wrong side of history have voted for the worst president in 100 years. You've been lecturing us on, you're going to be on the wrong side of history. Right now, Joe Biden is the worst president since Herbert Hoover. I don't think there's an argument to the contrary. And all those people, Buck, who've spent all that time saying, your grandkids are going to judge you for the choices that you made.
You nincompoops picked Biden. You voted for the worst president in 100 years. You are on the wrong side of history, and history has barely even started. We already know it. I love to hear their answer to that that statement. By the way, I'm fired up here, obviously, but I'm also fired up. We need more companies that are willing to stand up to the absurdity that is going on in this country, like our friends at MyPillow. You know, where you buy matters. Who you buy from matters. If you love this show, you should support the advertisers that are helping to make this show a reality. And MyPillow is one of those advertisers. Mike will hook you up with phenomenal offers. Right now, you can save $90 on a pair of my slippers thanks to a blowout sale that won't last. Look, I'm not kidding about this. Buck wears his my slippers everywhere. My wife, she's probably listening to this right now on the podcast. She listens at 2.0 speed so she can get through even faster. I guarantee you she has got her My Slippers on. She bought them for all of her running partners because she loves these so much. This is a good time to stock up because you can get an incredible offer. Use the promo code CLAYANDBUCK right now. Limited time offer on these incredible slippers that you can wear anywhere. You can wear them to drop off the kids. You can wear them to walk around the house. You can wear them to go out to the grocery store, wherever you may be going. Use the code CLAYANDBUCK. Limited time offer. Slippers have a 1-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Again, incredible offer on the My Slippers right now. The blowout sale of the year. Go to MyPillow.com. Use the code CLAYANDBUCK. You can also call 800-792-3269. These My Slippers are incredible. Indoors, outdoors, you are going to love them. MyPillow.com. Use the code CLAYANDBUCK.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
The number one fantasy sports app in America is Prize Picks. It's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. 5 million members already active on Prize Picks. If you've not yet downloaded Prize Picks, do it today. Unlike other apps, on Prize Picks, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, more or less, every time you play. You pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. More player action on Prize Picks now than ever, and it's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states now. Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app and open your account. Use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, to get set up and get a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Appreciate all of you hanging out with us. It is primary day all over the South, Georgia, Alabama, Arkansas, all headed to the polls. We are joined now by former Senator, current gubernatorial candidate, David Perdue in the state of Georgia. David, appreciate you joining us. And I guess right off the top here, what are you anticipating seeing when the election results come in tonight and we all begin to check them out?
Hey, guys. It's great to be with you. Hey, I think the best way to answer that is to look at what's already happened. Georgia has a very liberal early voting period, contrary to what Biden and Stacey Abrams keep saying about Georgia being a voter suppressionist state. We have 19 days of early voting. In those 19 days, 500,000 people, more than ever in Georgia, have come out to vote. And the real story is that half of those people who have voted already did not vote in 2018. We think these are MAGA voters who voted in 20 and 16 when Trump ran and did not vote in 18. They're out there now because they're so upset about the voter fraud that happened in Georgia. What I think is happening today, we already have reports of a monster turnout today. The weather is good across the whole state in Georgia. And I really think that there are so many people, if it's consistent with what I've seen in the last year and a half, it's consistent with that. I believe we're going to have a great turnout today. And I'm very optimistic, contrary to what the polls have been saying for the last few weeks.
David, you know, we talked to Herschel Walker before, who's, as you know, running on the Senate side. And I asked him about Georgia election integrity. How is that all as of today, right? Without getting too deep into 2020, people had a lot of concerns. There were some problems, and we've gotten some focus on the issue, right? The national media spent some time, or some of the national media spent some time on it. How are Georgia's elections set up? Now, we know there's really high turnout, which is great. So the story about Jim Crow 2.0 that Biden and other Democrats were telling is just absurd. But are the elections in Georgia as secure as they should be? Should people feel confident?
Well, they should be confident enough to vote. And here's why. In Virginia, 70% of their counties still use the ill-reputed Dominion machines. But Trump told them you can overwhelm the system if you get out and vote. And they did, and they won a Republican governor in a Democratic state. In Georgia right now, there are still things we need to do. I want to create a law enforcement agency dedicated solely to enforcing election law. That's what Florida just did. I brought this up in December before Florida did it, and I really think this is the right thing to do. Right now, the state assembly has changed some of the rules. The drop boxes go inside. We're not mailing out 7.5 million absentee ballots without request. We no longer allow these guys to give $55 million like Zuckerberg did into 9 Democrat counties. So there are things that make it better. We also know what the Democrats did. Look, the election in 2020 was clearly rigged and stolen. Even a judge has now said in a court case that their evidence of fraud is compelling, and he ruled to unseal the ballot. So this is what has the state divided. It's why I ran. I just don't think our current governor can pull the Republican Party together like I did in November 2020 and beat Stacey Abrams. And that's our goal. Both the governor and I have one goal in mind, and that is that we cannot let Stacey Abrams be the next governor of Georgia.
With that in mind, David, regardless of who wins this election, are you going to campaign either as the nominee or supporting whoever the nominee is, if it's current Governor Kemp, to try to beat Stacey Abrams? Are you committed, regardless of this outcome in the primary, that she has to be beaten?
100%. I said that on the day I announced. My goal in doing this was not to beat Brian Kemp. It was to make sure Stacey Abrams is never governor of Georgia. I felt the best way to do that was to offer the Republican Party an alternative to a governor who has sold us out, has denied anything happened in 2020, and has covered it up since then, and has divided the party. Now, if I'm wrong, I will absolutely be campaigning one way or the other with whomever is the nominee out of the Republican Party to make sure that we do not let the radical left from outside the state of Georgia come in here and steal this governor's job the way they stole 2 Senate seats in 2020.
Speaking of gubernatorial candidate David Perdue down in Georgia, I wanted to let you, David, just react to the the soundbite of Stacey Abrams getting a lot of attention. Here is what she said about your lovely state.
When you're number one for maternal mortality, when you have an incarceration rate that's on the rise and wages that are on the decline, then you're not the number one place to live.
Not the number one place to live, David.
Well, I made the comment that I'd buy her a ticket to go back to wherever she wanted to go to if she didn't like living here. I got really railed about that. I also said it'd probably have to be a private jet because she doesn't fly commercial anymore. She's made so much money being out of politics. So, you know, I think this is what we're up against. She hates Georgia. She hates America. She is right in there with the most radical elements of the Democrat Party. We now see the madness of the Biden administration and how the Democrat platform is failing America again. We had 8 years of it under Barack Obama, and we had 8 years of the lowest economic output in U.S. history. The world was more dangerous because Obama cut military spending by 25%. And now Biden has taken this to new levels. I mean, we were energy independent, for God's sake, guys, and they've given that away. We had Putin under control with our sanctions. They gave that away. We had the Iran nuclear deal eliminated. Had them moving backwards, and now they're talking about redoing that. We had Kim Jong-un backwards. And, oh, by the way, we had NATO beginning to pay their fair share, and we had China neutralized much in the Far East. So in 1 year, 2 million illegal immigrants. We're paying $5 a gallon for gas now in Georgia, not $2 the way it was when Trump was there. And, by the way, in Afghanistan, nobody wanted out of Afghanistan more than Donald Trump. But we had a plan. I was part of that on Armed Services Committee. But, you know, in the last 18 months of Donald Trump's administration, not one person died, not one American died in Afghanistan. So this is a Biden administration that we need to get out. And to do that, we've got to get a Republican conservative in the White House in 24. We've got to get the Senate majority back this year. And the only way to do both those things is to win this run against Stacey Abrams in the fall, make sure she's not the governor of Georgia.
We're talking to Republican governor candidate David Perdue. I'm fired up still, especially as these numbers are coming in on the total voters, as you referenced earlier in your interview. Should Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred have to apologize to everybody in the state of Georgia for the idiotic decision he made to pull the All-Star game out of Atlanta?
Well, I think he'd be in a long line. I think the Delta chairman, I think Coca-Cola chairman, I think Stacey Abrams, I think Joe Biden, I think the head of the Democratic Party, all these yep. people that jumped to the conclusion that this was a racist vote suppression bill that our state legislature passed is outrageous. Yes, the Major League Baseball should have to apologize. And, oh, by the way, they should uproot their schedule and bring the next All-Star game back to Atlanta, Georgia. This costs small business hundreds of millions of dollars. This is on the back of Stacey Abrams. She made a political play and damaged people here in the state. If you can't tell I'm passionate about this, then let's get face-to-face, because I am so upset of what Stacey Abrams and Joe Biden perpetrated in our state. Look, our rules of voting are more liberal than Joe Biden's own home state of Delaware, for God's sake,
yep.
and New Jersey and New York. I can make that case. So my bottom line to the voters of Georgia right now, guys, is this. If you're as upset as I am about how our rhino Republican career politicians like Brian Kemp and others have sold us out, allowed them to steal the elections in 2020, did nothing about it, and now is covering it up and suppressing evidence, this is your only chance to fight back. So please stand with us, get out and vote. Today is the last day to make a difference. So I'm pretty excited that people are doing that right now. The evidence today is that we have a monster turnout going. I think it will continue through 7 o'clock tonight, and then we'll see the turnout. But one way or the other, we're not going to let Stacey Abrams run for president from the state of Georgia. I can guarantee you that.
Candidate for the governor's mansion in Georgia, David Perdue. David, thanks for coming to hang out with Clay and Buck. Appreciate it, sir.
Oh, I love you guys. Thanks, man. Take care.
He has excellent taste in radio, so
no doubt. Amen on that.
Something in his favor for sure. Look, get ready for a stat that's going to blow your mind. Studies show the average man in this country has 50% less testosterone than 50 years ago. That's an all-time low. The reason behind this staggering decrease is as much environmental as anything else. But there is a solution to help you. Chalk. It's spelled C-H-O-Q. Chalk is a Texas-based company making best-in-class supplements that help men restore testosterone levels. In addition to that, they also provide energy and focus, a double bonus. The top ingredient in Chalk's Daily is clinically proven to increase total testosterone by 20% over 90 days. Chalk supplements work because of their high potency and purity. All supplements are lab tested twice for purity by a third party. So visit Chalk's website and see the careful way they've designed their products. Check out Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. It provides the ultimate daily boost for American men. They've combined powerful, natural, and clinically studied herbal extracts to produce game-changing effects on energy, focus, mood, and testosterone levels. Visit Chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, and use my name, Buck, as the promo code. That's B-U-C-K. You'll get 30% off. That's right, a 30% discount site-wide. Go to Chalk.com. Check out the Male Vitality Stack. It will make a big difference for you. Chalk, C-H-O-Q, Chalk.com. Use my name, Buck, that's B-U-C-K. So C-H-O-Q.com, B-U-C-K, as the promo code, you'll get 30% off. Welcome back to Clay and Buck. It is decision day in Georgia, for the primary at least. A lot of hotly contested races underway. And in one of those races, we've got the current governor of the state of Georgia, Brian Kemp, with us now. Governor, appreciate you making the time.
Hey, thanks for having me back on, guys. Good afternoon.
Appreciate you, sir. So tell us, what do folks need to know about what you're pushing for and what's going on today? I mean, what are the primary takeaways for Georgia Decision Day?
Hey, what I've been telling people for weeks and months now is we're in the fight for the soul of our state, and Marty and the girls and I are getting up every day working hard to make sure that Stacey Abrams is not going to be our governor or your next president. And we got to win the primary first to be able to do that. But that's our message to people is, look, I've got the record to beat her. I've beaten her before, and we can do it again. And we need to get the vote out today and bring this thing home tonight and then unite and go and make sure that Stacey Abrams is not going to be our governor.
Governor, you won by 55,000 votes in 2018, and Stacey Abrams refused to concede. She's now saying Georgia's the worst state in the country. She's getting her picture taken, not wearing a mask while all the kids around her have to wear masks. How bad do you have to beat her, you think, for her to be willing to concede in 2022?
No, man, I'm not worried about her conceding. I just want to beat her. You know, I want to beat her and get the race certified and continue serving this great state. I'm so proud of our state. It's obvious she is not. We have a resilient people here. We fought through so much, especially over the last 2 years, and have so many good things going for us. You know, she's tired of hearing that we're the number one state in the country for business. Well, I'm not tired of hearing that, because we're giving hardworking Georgians great opportunities out there. And Marty and the girls and I know we live in the greatest state in the country to live, work, and raise our families. And, you know, that's what we're fighting for. She's trying to please her Hollywood elite and folks in New York and California and other places around the country that are funding her campaign so she can use this as a stepping stone to be president. And we're focused on hardworking Georgians and doing what they want and what they care about. And that's why I reopened the economy when I did, after not closing most of it. And she criticized me. And while we pushed to get her kids back in the classroom, she criticized that. Passed the strongest Election Integrity Act in the country. She criticized that. She criticized the heartbeat bill, and everybody was trying to cancel us here. But I stood up and fought back, because that's what Georgians wanted. You know, I was listening to them, not the national media and not her. And that's what I'll continue to do as our governor.
Georgia Governor Kemp is with us right now. And Governor, there's this narrative that's already forming, because some of the early voting numbers are already in. And not a surprise to the hosts here or the audience of this show, but numbers are up. It turns out, despite Joe Biden claiming Georgia was engaged in Jim Crow 2.0, and yes, that was the quote said many times by Biden among other prominent Democrats, that's clearly not going on. I mean, that was an outrageous slander, really, of your state at the time to say that. But now they're trying to claim, well, if it weren't for the voting integrity measures in the state of Georgia, it would have been an even better turnout. What do you say to that argument?
Look, their argument is falling on deaf ears here. You know, people in Georgia know it's easy to vote. Now it's hard to cheat. We passed the strongest Election Integrity Act in the country, but we have, you know, great opportunities for people to vote in early voting here in our state. Over 3 weeks, we added days for people to vote on the weekend. Last year in the Elections Integrity Act, obviously you can vote weeks before the election by an absentee ballot in Georgia. And poor President Biden didn't even realize his own state of Delaware is restrictive or more restrictive than most states in the country. I'm pretty sure I can say that. I know they're more restrictive Delaware is than Georgia. So they're just all being hypocrites. I mean, look, Stacey Abrams reserved the domain name Jim Crow 2.0 3 weeks before the final version of the bill was ever put together, because they don't care about the truth. It's just this narrative that they want people to believe because it polls good with certain people. But now people are seeing what the truth is, just like, you know, we knew it would be when it played out. And you're seeing, you know, the participation rate is up in Georgia. It's up on the Democratic side as well as the Republican side. And that's a good thing. We want people to participate, but we also want everybody to have confidence in the elections. And, you know, people want to have confidence in their government. And I think they're concerned with where Stacey Abrams would take us if she were our governor, because it'd be the same way they're taking Washington, D.C., with 40-year high inflation, more taxes, more regulation, less opportunity. And that's what we're fighting against. And that's why we're in the fight for the soul of our state and just asking people for their vote and their support today. But this is going to be a race that'll be the number one watched governor's race in the country. So, you know, after we get through tonight, we're going to need, you know, everybody out there that's worried about Stacey Abrams being the president, coming here to support us and helping her defeat her again.
Governor Kemp, when we talked, I remember speaking of people that bought into the Jim Crow 2.0 lie. One of them was Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred, and he pulled the All-Star game out of Atlanta. Now, I know a lot of Braves fans listening to us right now are excited because the Braves won the World Series and brought three World Series games to Atlanta anyway. But I believe Rob Manfred called you and told you that he was going to be pulling the All-Star game. Assuming you win tonight, which I think you are, do you plan on talking to Rob Manfred anytime soon and asking him to bring the All-Star game back to Atlanta? Because beyond any doubt whatsoever, the criteria which he used to justify pulling that All-Star game has been proven to be 100% false. Shouldn't he apologize to the people of Georgia, Atlanta Braves fans, and bring the All-Star game back, given what he's been now proven to be wrong about?
Well, the best news is the Braves got us poetic justice when they won the World Series. I think the baseball gods were looking out for us, because what was done by Major League Baseball and other big corporations was wrong. They didn't understand what was in the bill. They were trying to, you know, placate to the radicals and to Stacey Abrams because of political pressure, and they folded to it. And I warned them that you can never make this crowd happy. There's always going to be more they want. And also warned them that you're going to make the other side mad in the middle of this. You should just stay out, because the truth is the bill is a good bill. You know, but I'm not focused on the All-Star game right now. I'm focused on the Braves winning and getting back above 500 and winning the division again. And I'm focused on winning this election here tonight and again in November. I'm not too worried about Major League Baseball right now. I think they've seen, by the way things have played out and what the numbers are in early voting, you know, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see that the truth was on our side. We did the right thing, and we are going to continue to do that. And that's what I've been standing up for, even under incredible political pressure. And I think that's what people want in their leaders. You know, they want somebody that's going to stand up and fight for them. And I have been doing that, and that's what I want to continue to do.
Governor Kemp, enjoy the night. We'll talk to you again soon. I know it's going to be a long struggle through the fall, but a lot of people got their eyes on Georgia, and we look forward to helping you out.
Thanks, guys. Have a great afternoon.
Thanks, Governor.
That is Governor Brian Kemp. Big night in the state of Georgia when it comes to primaries. Hey, you know what? It's right now about 2:45 coming up on the East Coast, 11:45 on the West Coast. Maybe a little bit of a drag going on out there. Early afternoon, get a little sleepy after lunch. Same thing happening on the West Coast. You might need some Black Rifle coffee. Just give you a little bit of pep, take you through the rest of your Tuesday. It's what Buck and I do. In fact, I'm drinking it right now. Company founded by a military veteran who's recruited fellow coffee lovers and fellow military veterans to make coffee we drink every day. If you haven't had Black Rifle coffee yet, give them a try. Coffee comes right to your door, your home or office, all 50 states, fresh grounds, whole beans, Keurig cups, cold brew cans, the whole thing, any way that you want to get hooked up, no matter how you like your coffee, Black Rifle Coffee has you covered. They've got 20 different blends, and you can go online and check and see what might be the best fit to you. There's even a Black Rifle Coffee Club to help you make your selection. The cold brew, that's what I drink. 11-ounce cans, espresso mocha, right out of the can. Boom, you pop the top. You are ready to roll. You can get it at blackrifle.com and you can blackriflecoffee.com. You can use our names, Clay and Buck, in your purchase price for 20% off. Let me tell you, Black Rifle Coffee, clayandbuck.com. Use the code clayandbuck. That's my name, C-L-A-Y. Buck's name, B-U-C-K. 20% off to have this great coffee sent to your home. Get hooked up now at Black Rifle Coffee, America's coffee.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claim for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors, so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
On this program, Clay and I are here to help you cut through the noise, the ulterior motives, to uncover the truths that no one else is going to tell you. That's what our colleague Mark Chaykin does, but for the U.S. stock market. Mark worked on Wall Street for 50 years. Across those decades, he invented three new indices for the NASDAQ and has predicted some of the biggest market shifts of the past decade, including the recent mania in AI stocks. Mark says the majority of Americans are...
Welcome back in. Hour number two, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. Encourage you to go sign up for the podcast. Make sure you don't miss a single moment. Hour one, hour two, hour three, you can dive in. We are chasing the biggest issues of the day. We just talked with Herschel Walker, who is soon to be the official nominee for the state of Georgia against the Reverend Raphael Warnock in a major Senate battle. It'll be going on in November. Encourage you to check that out. We are going to talk to both of the candidates for the Republican nomination in the state of Georgia, David Perdue, former senator, as well as Governor Brian Kemp, in the next couple of hours. We also have a major election taking place in Alabama, open Senate seat there, many different contestants vying to be that nominee. We'll see what happens there. And Arkansas is going to the polls. We got a lot of listeners in Alabama, in Arkansas, and in Georgia, all over my home Southland, Buck Sexton. They are making decisions about who can represent them and who can fight best against the insanity of the Biden administration on a daily basis. And I'm fired up about a lot of things. The lies that were spread about Georgia and Jim Crow 2.0, but also that Dr. Fauci continues to travel around the country receiving honorary degrees and speaking at many different universities and continuing to be hailed as a hero. Here he is at Princeton. And before we play this cut from Princeton, Buck, I want to ask you the question. You don't have kids yet, but my kids get out of school tomorrow. We were talking about off air. I'm going to have to duck out and go pick them up because they have a half day. And then the chaos at some point, you may hear me yelling over the next couple of months from my home studio because the boys will be fighting while they're playing Madden or FIFA or Minecraft or whatever else. And I have to tell them, hey, dad's upstairs working. Keep it down there. Might happen during the summer season. But Buck, my kids are getting old enough where we can start to think about what they might do. We had a fifth grade graduation of all things. I got an eighth grade graduation coming up soon. Yes, those exist. But when I see Dr. Fauci speaking at schools, I think to myself, I want to cross that school off as a place that I would ever want one of my kids to go. And I can't be alone in this, right? I mean, that you would be hailing Dr. Fauci as a hero. We talk about right and wrong sides of history. I'm very confident that if we ever get an honest trajectory of COVID, Dr. Fauci is going to be on the wrong side of history for virtually every decision that he made.
Fauci, at various points during the pandemic, made it clear that if the choice was between upsetting the neurotic elites of Northwest D.C., or the Upper West Side, or Santa Monica in California, or you
all
name,
places basically that you and I have lived at some point in time, by the way. We know what these people are like.
Gotta know the enemy, Clay.
Yeah.
And if he had a choice between upsetting those neurotic NPR listeners,
yep,
or letting children sit outside in 30-degree weather with masks on who were five and freeze because they weren't vaccinated, Fauci showed us who he is time and time again. If it was between making the over-anxious, you know, wine moms who want to mask up little Timmy and little Susie, you know, twice over to walk outside alone, or say, hey, maybe shutting down the parks was a bad idea, Fauci showed us who he is and the entire apparatus, truly, that he controls over at NIAID, NIH, CDC. Just a handful of people were really making all these decisions. They're all authoritarian Democrats. And now I think the problem we're going to continue to deal with is that there are so many people who were complicit in the stupidity and the misery that was enforced against 330 million people.
Yes.
And there's not a single thing. I mean, I know this might sound a bit radical. Not a single thing that Anthony Fauci told you and me and everyone listening to this to do that we did not want to do that we should have done. Not one. There's not a single time when he used the force of the state against the will of people who disagreed with his position, and it turned out he was right. This guy is a lab coat Stalinist, and the problem we face now is that the people who went along with this, Clay, their only option is to shower him with awards, declare victory, great job, because otherwise it's, you mean we were fooled? You mean we who run the universities, who run corporate America, who run every, obviously, Democrat blue state in the country, we're just not as smart as we think we are? We were fooled by this little bureaucratic evil smurf? There's so many words I want to use, but I can't say it on the radio. That's the problem. They're going to keep pushing forward with it because otherwise they have to admit they're not as smart as they thought they were.
That's the Achilles heel of the left. There are many different things that you can attack them for. But the blue check brigade in particular, they derive a huge amount of their own net worth on the idea that they're smarter than all of us out here, idiot Trump voters, all of these dumb rubes who live in the red states and made the choices that they did. They double masked. They socially distanced. Their kids were safe. And as the data is coming in, Buck, what is becoming clear, even I think to some of these people, is nothing that they did mattered. And they have been lecturing us on it. And if you go at their intelligence, they can handle other things. But you, who considers yourself to be so brilliant, you allowed yourself to be snookered by this doctor and Fauci and all of his conspirators who conspired to shut down this country. They all failed, and you fell for it.
So here's a moment where I think we should say this, because there'll be so few places where this is said. People in this audience, and I'm just trying to give a broad swath, people in this audience who are truckers, and by the way, the American economy and really the whole Western economy got a reminder of how important truckers are during this COVID pandemic, right? I mean, all of a sudden everyone goes, oh, wait a second. You mean if they're not doing this job, we don't have food? People who are truckers, people who own, you know, the local hardware store, people who are general contractors, people who are doing the jobs in towns all across America. They looked at a complicated problem set and many different variables and issues of what should happen during COVID. And then you have on this other side, the Faucis, the Walenskis, the blue check, MD, MPH. I'm an epidemiologist. I have a master's in seven different things, including gender studies. And the folks who are the general contractors, the truck drivers and the stay at home moms and the, you know, the core of our people, our audience, they were right. And all the Faucis with their degrees and their CDC, they were wrong. And that is like water thrown on the Wicked Witch of the West. It melts them. They cannot handle it.
You know, one reason why those people were all right is because, and I really believe this, so much of your ability to make smart decisions on a day-to-day basis is about risk analysis. People who put their bodies on the line are better at risk analysis for physical health than people who don't. I really do believe this. And so you had all the blue check journo brigade saying, hey, just stay home. And they're sitting around watching Netflix, thinking about how brave they are while they send Twitter messages. But they're ordering their food from somebody who makes less money than them to bring their food.
And,
right?
And major cities, disproportionately minorities, by the way. They were ordering around minorities making less than minimum wage to bring them their food while they were turning into the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man sitting on a couch at home tweeting at how evil you and me were. That was the reality of the pandemic.
That's right. And same thing, they are ordering everything from Amazon. Who do you think is fulfilling those orders in the Amazon factories and then delivering them? People who make a lot less money than you do. And they were then convincing themselves that they were being virtuous because, by the way, their jobs were overwhelmingly able to be done remotely from home. They got all the money. They got more convenience. And they got to sell the idea that they were virtuous. And if you look at the data, Fauci got everything wrong. I just want to play this audio because some people say, well, I don't know. You hear this every now and then, Buck. I'm sure you do because sometimes I do. You know, you still talk a lot about COVID and you still talk a lot about masking. And I say yes, because it isn't gone. They will bring it back at the first opportunity. That midterm variant is going to emerge. Philadelphia kids are back in masks. They aren't going to let it go. So we have to keep fighting them.
I've never been to Bermuda. I haven't left the country during COVID. Last time I was outside the country before COVID, I was rolling with Secretary Pompeo to Argentina. No big deal. No big deal.
Yeah.
Little stop in El Salvador. You know, nothing going on there. But I hadn't been outside the country since COVID. And I'm going outside the first time. And I've been saying I'm not doing it because I will not deal with the stupidity. And I thought we were kind of in the clear. Do you know that I didn't know this? I actually have to go and adjust this on some form. America is like one of the only countries that requires a COVID test for citizens
to get back in,
to come back in the country. So I'm going to go to Bermuda for the weekend with Carrie, girlfriend. We're going to come back and I have to test. And if I test positive, they're not going to let me enter my own country.
Yes.
They're letting 10,000 illegals a day swamp the southern border. I mean, just overwhelm all the resources we have at the southern border. And I'm not allowed in my own country because I have what is a glorified cold. Maybe if I who makes these rules? Why? How come?
It's indefensible.
How is it possible that someone doesn't push? There's like this weird worship around Fauci, too. No one even pushes him on anything. If they ask him a question that's an actual question, he goes, well, you know, it's complicated and a lot of factors and the data. It's the same song and dance from that vile little turd all the time. Why doesn't someone actually push him and say, how can you defend such a stupid America? Europe doesn't do this. America does this.
You want to hear me fired up. And if Laura Travis, my wife, were here, we went down to Mexico in February of 21 or March of 21 last year, and before we were doing this show, and we went down there. You have to test negative to be able to get back in the country, and I was furious about this. I said, wait a minute, in order to get on an airplane as an American citizen and fly back from Mexico, I have to test negative. But if I'm coming across the border on foot, same country, from Mexico into the United States, they're not testing anybody to be able to enter the country that way. This has been going on for over a year. When you go to Mexico, though, as an American, you're like, wait a minute. You're holding me as an American citizen to a more stringent re-entry to the country requirement than you are illegal immigrants streaming across our southern border. Someone make any logical sense of that to me at all. Now, what's also funny is the Mexican resorts, they're like, nobody tests positive here. I'm like, what do you mean nobody tests positive here? The woman like kind of winked and she was like, nobody tests positive here. So I think if you run a Mexican resort, the last thing you want to do is anger Americans and make them have to quarantine so they can't leave the country. So they go back and convince people not to come down to Mexico. But the fact that this policy exists at all is indefensible on any kind of logical basis whatsoever. It really is. Should we play the Fauci or are we also fired up?
We're so fired up, overran the Fauci here.
Yes.
Which will happen, whatever that guy's. I think that Fauci's name should be an epithet. Like when someone cuts you off in traffic, you should say, go Fauci yourself. But we'll come back.
I agree 100% with that.
We'll come back here in a second. Look, this is the best time of year for getting in shape. Summer's coming, the weather's nicer, and even just going for walks or taking the dog on an adventure is fun. You got to get out there, got to enjoy your life. But it's not fun if you overdo it and then you get some pain. We recently heard from Troy in Indiana, who began working out this spring. His training's going well. He even ran a 5K. Troy, you're inspiring me. But like most of us, pain set in. Troy's knees swelled and stiffened, which limited his day-to-day activity. As Troy writes, I started taking Relief Factor, and my knees have improved greatly. Relief Factor works and with no side effects. Created by doctors and perfected with over 15 years of scientific research, Relief Factor was made for you. With four key ingredients, Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free product that addresses joint pain like the kind in Troy's knees. Hundreds of thousands of people have ordered Relief Factor, and about 70% of them go on to order more because it's working for them. Join the more than 500,000 people and order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the $19.95 3-week quick start developed for you. Again, go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Move more, live more, and just enjoy your life more with Relief Factor.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget.
Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young kids, builds specially adapted smart homes for severely injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness.
David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of his first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor.
Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs.
That can be a lot of money, but are your bills even accurate?
It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com.